Both sides lobbied heavily. In the end, the aquarium fish collection bill got the governor's veto. Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle has a reality check. Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
This was a contentious bill, if ever there were one, and we talked about this a little earlier this month, and last month, too, about how much lobbying was going on both sides. What was the governor's final decision, or part of his decision-making in saying that this was going to get his veto?
Well, as you mentioned, there was heavy lobbying. He indicated yesterday that it was thousands and thousands of phone calls and emails from both sides coming in right up to the last minute. But ultimately, he said that the science isn't quite there to justify stopping the issuance of new aquarium permits.
So that means that companies that do this can continue to do that if they already have a permit?
Yes, that's correct. And new permits can continue to be issued. And as some of the supporters of the measure had indicated, one of their biggest concerns is that there's no limit on those number of permits.
So in assessing the idea that there maybe should be more discussion about this, what is the governor proposing regarding what DLNR should be doing?
Well, he's saying, hey, everyone, let's all get together on this. I obviously have some concerns about it. He's going to have the DLNR, Suzanne Case is the director over there, work as well with Bruce Anderson, who's head of the Division of Aquatic Resources, get together with some of the supporters, the critics, and say, let's come up with some rules. Maybe there's some administrative things we can do. Let's also look at what kind of legislation we might be able to put together for next session. So things like maybe capping the permit numbers, addressing catch limits, establishing permit fees, things like that.
The bottom line is, how do you define what sustainable means in this context?
Exactly. And that's a big question that I'm not sure we have an answer for yet.
Well, clearly the supporters of the bill are not happy about this. Have you talked to them at all in terms of where they go next?
I have, and you're right. They're not happy at all about it, and they're anxious and optimistic to get towards next session and try again. But at the same time, you know, it's the sting of this defeat is serious, and they're, you know, they'd never seen this bill, which they've advocated for years, make it this far. So then to have it get shot down, it hurts.
And I can't imagine that they are particularly, you know, looking forward to sitting down with everybody and trying to hash this out when they feel such animus toward it.
Right, right. And there's some that are like, okay, fine, let's just set this aside. Let's do this. Let's get together and work. Others, I think, are a little bit more, we need to cool off for a little bit.
Is there any timetable to when the various factions will gather?
I did hear from Director Case that she estimated over the next couple months or something like that, she hopes to have something put together.
Maybe after everybody has a chance to take a couple of breaths.
Yes.
All right, Nathan, we'll be watching this one. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today featuring reporter Nathan Eagle.